Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
This portion of the Big Brother Jake podcast is refreshed by the Venice Beach Beverage Company. Go to VeniceBeachBeverage.com to order some of the most amazing beverages you'll ever have.
Jake Warner was at the control.
So sit back, relax, and check this joint out right here.
Jake!
Yo!
Okay, here we go.
So good to be back.
This podcast is for the people.
No, nobody knows who I am.
Jake!
Live from the Big Brother Bungalow in Southern California.
Ready to talk a bunch of nonsense with you.
I can't stand them.
It's the Big Brother Jake Podcast.
Yo, what's good? It's the Big Brother Jake Podcast. I'm your host, Big Brother Jake, a.k.a. Jake Warner.
My government name.
Welcome to the show. You can listen to the show on podcast1.com. Keyword search, the Big Brother Jake Podcast. You can go to iTunes or Google Play or Spotify or TuneIn or iHeartRadio. And now, Pandora Radio. Keyword search, the Big Brother Jake Podcast. And boom, you're in there. Woo! Glad to be back. So much going on this week. I don't even know where to begin. I just don't know where in the hell to begin. I'm a little hyper right now, but you saw my promo at the beginning of the week. And I'm a little sad. I'm a little distracted this week. I will show some love and respect to somebody that was near and dear to my heart. And it's a little tragic, but we're going to get through it. I'm going to get through it. This is my audio diary. So later on in the show, I will discuss that. But before I get to that personal loss of the person that was close to me, I have a few things to address with y'all. Yes, with you guys. First of all, so many more submissions have come in for the Love Doctor segment, which I will reveal the name soon because we're not going to keep calling it the Love Doctor because that's so corny, all right? But yes, y'all keep sending stuff in, and I already got so much material for like the next seven of them. But I have locked down a few female co-hosts that will co-host that segment. And we'll give their two cents on some of the emails and DMs that I've gotten in regards to advice that they're seeking. Because people wanted a woman's point of view. So I'll provide that for y'all. But yes, that's continuing to happen. And yes, it's going to be a mainstay on this podcast. And we'll keep that going. But I'm not talking about that right now. I want to address the people that have been all in my DMs talking a lot of trash to me right now. And they know who they are. They know who they are. And maybe I deserve it, but maybe I don't care. Because I'm going to address it, and we're going to address it right now. When we have a problem in the Big Brother Jake house, in the Big Brother Jake bungalow, the Big Brother bungalow, we address things. We don't let things linger. All right? We discuss things as they happen. And that is what we're going to do right now. Now, y'all know how I feel about February 14th, Valentine's Day. Y'all know how much I hate how commercialized it is. Y'all know how much I hate all the stuff that goes with it. The flowers get jacked up price-wise. The candy's just out of control. Restaurants raise their prices. Well, I've been called out on my stuff. I had somebody hit me up and say, well, Big Brother Jake, I love when people call me that. It's funny. And they say, look, you talk all that trash about Valentine's Day, but I've seen you post Happy Mother's Day to Mama Pam. And you celebrating Mother's Day with her. So it's really the same thing, except you replace your loved one with your mom. Now I'm going to just nip this in the bud right now. Is it a commercialized holiday? Absolutely it is. But there's not a woman alive that can take my mama's place. That's Mama Pam. That's who I love. That woman gave me birth. She was there for me when nobody else was. If I had a boo-boo, she fixed it. If I needed help with algebra, she did that. If I needed $20, she gave that. So I'm always going to show my mom love every single day. Yes, indeed. But if it's a commercialized holiday or not, call me a hypocrite. I love my mama. I'm going to celebrate Mother's Day without hesitation. So there's that. And I've been catching hell for that. I mean, people have really ripped me a new one. Like, I'm so worried about y'all ripping me a new one. Like, I haven't been a hypocrite before. Y'all can call me all those things. I don't really care. I really don't, because it's my mom. And I love my mom. If it's my lady, yes, I'm going to celebrate her every day. And I do celebrate my mama every day. And she can tell you that. I'll have Mama Pam come on the show. But a lot of people have problems with me celebrating one and not celebrating the other and call me a hypocrite. Well, here's my thing. You know, when I'm ever blessed to have a significant other again, I might celebrate Valentine's Day with her. I might not. But she's going to know every single day I'm with her that I love her, and I'm going to treat her with love and respect. I do the same thing for my mom. I treat her with love and respect. I probably call my mom every single day. I guess you can call me a mama's boy. I mean, but I don't depend on my mom for anything. So I'm not really a mama's boy in that aspect, but she's my biggest fan. She's my biggest supporter. She's been the one, when I've gone through any kind of trouble in life, she's bailed me out. Because that's what a good mom does. And my mom is one of the best moms I know. We all have our, you know, our downfalls and flaws. Not my mom. I do as a dad at times, but not my mom. You know, she's been there for me. So if I want to go on my Instagram page and celebrate Mama Pam and tell her Happy Mother's Day and take her out on Mother's Day, then I'm going to do that. Hallmark holiday or not, that's my mama and I love my mama. But people want to, you know, get all up in my DMs and talk trash. I can't believe you celebrate a Hallmark holiday. You're such a hypocrite. Call me what you want to call me. I don't really care. That's your mom. That's totally different. And that's my opinion. It's totally different. People might say I'm a hypocrite. Some people might agree with me. But I'm a celebrate mama. Because she was there and pulled double duty a lot of the times. I'm not going to be that person. And this is what I don't like. And if you do this, please don't do this. When you celebrate Father's Day and it's like, Happy Father's Day, Mom. Yes, my mom pulled both duties, but Mother's Day is hers. I'm not going to go and say Happy Father's Day to my mom. That just sounds stupid. And a lot of people do that too. You know, I give kudos to single moms, single parents, period. But, you know, don't be calling and saying, oh, man, Happy Mother's Day, Dad. Nah, because I ain't a mama. I'll never be a mom. My girls have a mom, and they have a dad. And that's how I see that, and I'm going to lay that to rest. But the thing I am not happy about, it's how people are just coming out the woodwork acting like they just telling me something. Oh, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you. You're a hypocrite. Okay. And? Wait a minute. I'm looking over the east. Oh, the sun still came up the next day. Oh, wait. I'm looking over the west. The sun's still going down. And guess what? It doesn't matter. The sun's still rose and set, and I'm still a hypocrite in your eyes, and I don't care. And that's the thing. You know, if you got to take it, you got to dish it. You got to dish it, you got to take it. And I know I set myself up to be a big target sometimes on this podcast, and I'm okay with that. I don't have a problem with that, because I knew what I was getting into when I started talking trash on Hallmark holidays. But if Hallmark, if you want to sponsor the show, hit me up at thebigbrotherjakepodcast@gmail.com, or any sponsor for that matter. And this beach beverage did that. FabulousTheCookies.com. Hit up my girl, Jessie Dallas Childs. Let her know the Big Brother Jake podcast sent you. Oh, she has some amazing cookies. Oh, my God. So good. Anyway, I digress. You can say what you want to say and celebrate how you want to celebrate. My word's not the end all be all. I'll celebrate Mother's Day, but I will not celebrate Valentine's Day. I celebrate anniversaries. I celebrate birthdays. I celebrate, like, anniversaries of certain things all the time. My friends always laugh. Like, oh, man, you know, like when I hit my 21st year in radio. When Podcast One said, hey, welcome aboard, bring your show on to the network, I celebrated. So, yes, you celebrate milestones, you celebrate anniversaries, holidays, birthdays, this and that and the other. And then, you know, I'm not going to celebrate Cupid, and I'm not going to celebrate that. And it's not even February. We're way past that. You know, but I had to address it because people thought I wasn't going to talk about it. Yes, I'm a hypocrite, but yes, it's my mama. And I have no problem whatsoever celebrating Mother's Day. And I'll tell you this much. Did I go to a fancy restaurant with my mama? Nope. Because my mama, all she wanted, all Mama Pam wanted was a cheeseburger. I said, Mama Pam, you can go anywhere you want. Sometimes I call her that. She don't like it, but you know, that it's the thing. It's the shtick, and she has to know that. She's a star now. And she's just, she knows that. Because all my friends call her Mama Pam now. And she likes it. But Mama Pam only wanted a couple things. She wanted to go to a Home Depot. I'm just going to say the names. And she wanted a cheeseburger from Five Guys. That's all she wanted for Mother's Day. And I did it. That's how dope my mom is. She's very low key. She's very humble. I tried a, you know, an Italian restaurant. Line was too long. Prices were double. And she's like, nope, nope, nope. Boy, take me to Five Guys, please. Let's go get this cheeseburger and stop playing. And I was like, Mama Pam, whatever you want. So, yeah, call me out for being a hypocrite. Call me out for all of that stuff. Significant other, mom. There's a difference. There's a big difference. My mom gave me birth. My mom was there for me when nobody else was. And I'm not saying my significant other couldn't do things to make me love her. That's a fact. But if you're with me, and I'm your boyfriend, your husband, whatever, you're going to feel the love every day. Facts. You're my mama every day. I'm going to celebrate you every day. And any chance I get to celebrate you, I'm going to take full advantage of it. I really am. So call me out. Think you're doing something. I'll take my lumps. I'll eat my crow. Yes, I'm a hypocrite. But I'd rather be a hypocrite for something that means something, like my mama, instead of some stupid holiday where you get chocolates and roses. Say what you got to say.
You're listening to the Big Brother Jake Podcast.
Okay, so I know this is going to piss some people off right here, but it has to be addressed. And the reason why it has to be addressed is because it's happened. And I don't usually get political. This should not be political. But this is also a class problem. And I'm not talking about money per se. But it is a case of the haves and the have-nots. Let me explain. I overheard at a shopping center, not, you know, the other day, out in the city, out in L.A. And there was a security guard that was asking another person that was not wearing a mask to put on a mask. Now, fair enough, you know, if security guard doesn't know you and they see you with no mask on, they're just doing their job. They're just doing their job. This guy, I bullshit you not, this guy had the audacity to say, oh, I'm double vaccinated, you peasant. Don't worry about me. I will go maskless as I please. And the security guard's like, I didn't know. I'm just enforcing the rules. Well, here's my card. Bam, shoves it in his face. Man, I wanted to, like, interfere, but then I was entertained at the same time and wanted to see how this played out. And so the security guard looks at the card and he's like, all right, you're good to go. There's a lot of that going on now. For example, there was a concert called Vax Live, where the only way you could get into the concert is if you were vaccinated. They're going to make it to where, and now, again, please don't think I'm trying to pick sides or make this political. I, for one, will not tell anyone if or when I'll ever get the vaccination shot if I'm already vaccinated. You don't know that because it's my personal business if I want to tell you I'm vaccinated or I'm not. My business, not the world's business. But it's becoming to a point where some people think they're better than others and other people are going to rebel. And we're becoming like a two-caste system. And it's kind of scary to think about. You know, you got like sections at ballparks where if you're fully vaccinated, you could sit there and have the best seats and not wear a mask and do all these other things. Or you can go to concerts where if you're fully vaccinated, that's the only way you could get in. Here's the problem I have with this situation. It's a touchy situation, but I'm not afraid to tackle it. This is going to create problems in the future for other situations. Let me explain. You have people that are going to feel inferior to others because they're not vaccinated. And when people feel inferior, they're going to go out and do drastic things to feel like they're part of the group or exclusive. I've noticed with some people, not a lot, but with some people, the problem is being fully vaccinated gives them an excuse to talk down to people that are not vaccinated at all. That's why when I discuss this topic, I don't tell anybody if I am or not. And so it has begun. I predicted this a while back to some friends and said there will be a time where people will resort to doing things illegal based on being vaccinated or not. Can't believe we're going to talk about this. But it's time to go there, so let's go there. Dateline, Stockton, California. A bar owner has been arrested for allegedly selling fake COVID-19 vaccination cards in what's believed to be the first thwarted scheme of its kind. Undercover agents with the state's Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control bought the bogus cards for $20 each during multiple visits to the Old Corner Saloon in Clements, a small town in San Joaquin County in California. The agents were told to write their names and birth dates on sticky notes and watched as employees cut the cards, added phony vaccination dates, and laminated them. That's according to the Associated Press. On the back where they put the two dates, when you were vaccinated, they used two different color pens to make it look like it was two different times. That was according to supervising agent Luke Blim. He told the Associated Press this. So they went to some effort to make it look authentic. The owner, his name, Todd Anderson, was arrested and charged with identity theft, forging government documents, falsifying medical records, and having a loaded unregistered handgun. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but maybe he thought people were going to get pissed off that he was giving up, you know, they can get in trouble. The vaccination card is now a valuable document used in some places to attend events or large venues. And in March, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, warned the public that using fake vaccination cards bearing a government logo is a crime. Other federal and state authorities in California told the AP that they haven't come across similar forgery operations. Now, I'm not going to read the rest of this and bore you with it. But who didn't see this coming? You know, again, I get why people get vaccinated or don't get vaccinated. I'm not for or against it. If you do it, it's great. If you don't, it's great. It's a choice. And I'm not here to bash either one or praise either one. I'm very private and very on the fence about it. But here's my thing. When did they not think this wasn't going to happen? You can go down to MacArthur Park in Los Angeles. I could go anywhere. The reason why this only happened in San Joaquin Valley is because it's so small and very lightly populated. I can go down, I'm pretty sure, to MacArthur Park any time of the day, even right now. It's a seedy part of Los Angeles, little west of downtown. Big old lake and everything. And you could find birth certificates, green cards, marijuana cards, where you know you get your card to smoke weed, false documents, and I guarantee if it hasn't happened already, you can get a COVID card. Now, my problem is this. When we start creating a need for certain things, other facets of society rebel. Yeah, I'm going there. Other facets of society rebel. Now you got people feeling inadequate because they can't do certain things without being vaccinated, putting people at risk by getting fake vaccination cards so they can attend concerts, so they can go to certain places of business. Now, I understand, but when you market something to somebody, some people will go to extremes to get it. I remember when Jordans were really popular back in the 90s when I was growing up. And if you didn't have Jordans, you were laughed at. You were a buster, as we say on the West Coast. You know, you got clowned a lot. And it got to a point where people were dying over a pair of damn tennis shoes. You may have people dying because they want to go to a concert so bad that they'll put people at risk and buy these fake cards. Now, here's my thing. Why do we have to create a need in order to get people vaccinated or put people enough at ease to where we got this thing under control? In my state of California, it's the lowest it's been in months. There's a couple days where there were zero deaths reported. And now we're at the lowest tier where more people can do more things all through the state. But when you have a concert or you got to travel and they're requiring these things, it could put people in danger. Now, I get it. They've opened up the vaccines to pretty much everybody in this state. And you got states like Florida where you're pretty much wide open, except if you go to like Disney World. But, you know, when I was in New Orleans, nobody was wearing a mask. When I was in Orlando, nobody was wearing a mask. When I was in New York, everybody was wearing one. You know, it depends where you go, and it depends somewhat on what side of the aisle you're on, Democrat or Republican. It depends on that as well. And we all know it. And this has become politicized. My thing is this. Why are we doing stuff like, hey, congratulations on getting vaccinated. You're allowed to go to this concert. And then it creates a need. It creates keeping up with the Joneses. It's a dangerous thing to deal with. And yes, I know people are going to be like, what are you talking about? You're talking out your ass. I thought you don't talk politics. Others are going to be like, hell yeah, man. That's right. I'm putting that in my body. And both sides, I understand. But now it's to a point where people are so desperate that they don't want the vaccine, but they want to return to normal. And they want to return to normal so bad they'll risk other people's lives to get there. Now, I get it. Numbers are falling. Things are changing. And I think it's great that we can somewhat return to normal. And no, I hate wearing a mask. I don't know anyone that likes wearing one. But I know people that said they're still going to wear one even after it's clear to not wear one. And I know some people that don't wear them now, and that's fine. I don't think either one is wrong. I take COVID tests all the time. It's required as part of my job. But we're really cutting it close. And this was my biggest fear. That, okay, if you have a COVID card, you can do this, 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 and this, and that, and if you're vaccinated. So people are willing to put other people at risk just to have a card that's not real. We created a need that didn't need to be created. I think it wasn't a good idea to start marketing certain things to be able to have freedoms. I don't think that's fair. You know, oh, you get a free meal if you're double vaccinated. Well, what if somebody bought this card for $20, doesn't really care if they, you know, about the whole thing, causes a pandemic, goes out, eats at a restaurant, and infects 10 people. It's dangerous to do things like that. It's dangerous to market it, market certain events being vaccinated. I think that's a dangerous level to be at. I really don't think it's a good idea. You know, it's great. Herd immunity might be reached in California in July, by July. And, you know, where people can just go back to normal. Been over a year. I don't want to have to wear a mask. I went inside a store the other day, totally forgot about my mask, and it looked like I was about to rob the place. Usually it's the other way around if you have a mask on. If you have a mask on, back in the day, people think they're going to rob me. Now everybody wears a mask. You don't wear one. Oh, my God. They're trouble. They're going to rob us. What the hell? Times have changed. But I knew this was going to happen. You can go to any seedy part of your town. You can go, you know, South Central LA. You can go to MacArthur Park. You can go to the Tenderloin District in San Francisco. You can go over there, Canal Street in New York City, you know, South Side Chicago. And you can find these people peddling this stuff. They only count them in San Joaquin because it's farming area. Like, nobody lives there. Just farmers and immigrant workers. Honest to God, that's all that lives in San Joaquin Valley. It's in the middle of Central California where nobody really even cares about. You know, you would go to, if you were dropped from a helicopter in the San Joaquin Valley, you wouldn't know you're in California. You'd think you're in the Midwest somewhere. Not everywhere is palm trees, beaches, surfers, and movie stars. Or clam chowder and go to gay bridges. So yeah, that's why they were caught. But there's syndicates all over the country. And yeah, some street fools would say, oh man, you dropping dimes, man. You dry snitching. No, I'm not. It's fact. I grew up in the streets, but damn, like I know for a fact. It's not just happening in San Joaquin Valley, and it's not just California. So all I'm saying is I'm not a fan of this promotion of, hey, if you're vaccinated, you should come on down. But only if you're vaccinated. Well, I get a test. You know, if you and private businesses have that right. You know, I think for the safety of people, like they do in sporting events, hey, look, either show us that, you know, we need real proof or you can't get in. I get that. And I'm not dissing my employer or nothing like that. I probably could get in trouble for talking about this. I understand the repercussions. But it's the push. And it might drive people that have been cooped up for a long time to do something they shouldn't or wouldn't do. And that's go out, spend $20. What's $20 to some people? No big deal. Go get me a card. It's fake, but it looks real. Laminate it. Flash it real quick. Nobody will know the difference. And now you got people creating a need that doesn't need to be created. All I'm saying is to these retail people and everybody that's pushing this agenda, to be careful. Because in my opinion, just my opinion, and I'm speaking on behalf of Jake McNeil Warner,
my government name,
and no employers and no one else. It's a big risk to do this because people could be put in danger because a few select few people will go out, buy these cards, and be reckless and say, I'm vaccinated. All I'm saying is you should be careful how you market this. Because when you market a need that needs to be created, you would create a want by the consumers. And even to the point, like, oh, perfect example. I almost ended the segment, but it just hit me right now. Black Friday. You don't need a TV. You don't need that computer. And a lot of people still know that that computer 2 weeks ago was $2,000, but they're going to say, oh, but this week it's really $2,000, and people still think they're getting a bargain. You're creating a need that doesn't need to be created, and that can lead to a lot of things. Hence, when people get in fights over these big screens, do you really need one so bad you got to knock somebody's ass out for it? Do you really need a free donut that bad for being double vaccinated that, you know, if they run out, people might get pissed off? Or, you know, hey, come to this place. If you're vaccinated, this is what we're going to do. We're going to give you free this, this, and that, and put people at risk. It's just like Black Friday. So be careful how you market this, because it could either go really good or create a need that doesn't need to be created and go really bad.
You're listening to the Big Brother Jake Podcast.
This is the part of the show where I was dreading and didn't want to talk about it, but I have to say goodbye to somebody that was really, really, really close to me, and I'm going to pass the microphone over to somebody I actually just met not too long ago. Pastor Brother Get Right, the floor is yours. All right, everybody. Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Have a seat, everybody. Thank you so much. Thank you for attending today's service. Today, we're going to speak on a man that was near and dear to many people's hearts. We're going to speak on a man that did everything he could to win the hearts of everybody in this room. Amen. We're going to speak on a man today that would have gave you his last french fry if you asked for it. That shirt off his back, that last flaming hot Cheeto in his bag. We're going to speak on him today. I'm talking about a man that would say, if you need him 24/7, 365, he was there. If you needed a friend, he'd help you out. If you needed a ride to the airport, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4, he would arrive at your door. I'm talking about a man. Wait a minute. Yes, I feel it. This man gave his heart, gave his soul, gave everything he had to be liked, gave everything he had to be loved, gave everything he had to be accepted. And it hurt his heart. And everybody stood there that weren't his real friends and let it happen for personal gain. But did he say anything about it? Oh no. He kept quiet, Mom. Talking about a man that just wanted to be loved, be respected. What? Oh, I said that already. Yes. This man did a lot of things for a lot of people. Did he get the same respect? No. Did he get the same love back? No. He did not. So today, we're going to honor a man that is no longer, that's right, no longer is in existence. Because people, they don't think about themselves. I said, people, they don't think of themselves.
killed his brother off. Today, we put to rest Mr. Nice Guy. That's right, Mr. Nice Guy. You doubted him. You took advantage of him. You did everything you had to do to wreck this man's life. And Pastor Brother Kenwright will be damned. And I said, Lord, I said that. Yes, I did. If we let this man exist anymore within the powers that be of one Jake McNeil Warner.
His government name.
That's right. So I refuse to let this man continue on this earth. So we praise him. And we say goodbye to a man that would have given you his last dollar. His last Cherry Coke Zero. His last cheese burrito from Knuckles. Mr. Nice Guy. They got pushed around by people he thought loved him. I'm speaking it today. He is no longer. So say your goodbyes to Mr. Nice Guy. Because Mr. Nice Guy is no longer with us. And the church says, amen.
Okay. Yeah, I know that was the dumbest thing I've ever done on this program. I know it. I know it's stupid. And I know some of you are like, what the fuck was he doing? But I'm making a point. For many years of my life, and somebody could probably relate to this, I was nice for a long time to a lot of people that didn't deserve it. I was nice to people that I thought if I'm just show a little bit of love to them, they'll show it right back. And boy, was I wrong. And I'm not speaking on certain things, but there's other people I've ran into in my life that have taken advantage of my kindness and made it a weakness. And no, that's not happening no more. Because there comes a time, people, you all have somebody in your group, in your circle, that's one of those cats that are super nice. They'll always pay for meals. They'll always be there for you 24/7, 365, whatever you need, are there for you. I'll pick up my phone. I'll text you back, whatever. There's always that person. And that person usually is hurting inside. And so I did my best at poor humor at that. And I know I'm going to hear about it from a lot of people. I made a skit, somebody close to me. Oh, I'm sad. They're dying. Mr. Nice Guy's passed away. He was 45 years old. Mr. Nice Guy did so many things for so many people, and he's no longer with us, no longer will be with us. Now, Mr. Nice Guy did a lot of things for a lot of people. And at the point to where he was sacrificing his own values and himself and his own happiness. And I am that guy. And I made a vow to never do that again. Now, with people that are close to me, if you love me, we're going to, I'll reciprocate that love. That'll always happen. But people will take advantage of your kindness. And make it as if it's your weakness. So I did all that goofiness to kill off Mr. Nice Guy. If you're in my circle and you're sweet, and you love me, I'm going to love you back. But too many things have happened. And I know there's somebody else that's going through this where they've done everything they can to please people. And they don't know how to get out of it. And it sucks and it's sad. And it hurts and all that stuff. But why settle and why put up with that? Nobody should ever have to put up with somebody mistaking a kindness for a weakness. And as a human being, we should never sacrifice our own values and our own everything just to be liked and accepted. Because that's one of the saddest things anybody could ever go through. And nobody should ever have to go through that. So yeah, I made light of it and I was having fun with it. Probably a poor attempt at a bad pastor imitation. But, you know, I like to try different things on this show and see what sticks and see what doesn't. And, you know, I thought I'd have a little fun. And I know people probably don't like it. And it was stupid and it was elementary, but I don't care. And people are going to be like, every time you tease something and promote something on your show, I'm not going to listen. Or it's going to be stupid. Probably. But that's the beauty of the Big Brother Jake podcast. You never know what you're going to get. Every week, week to week, you never know what I'm going to talk about or do. I just talked about something I could probably lose my job over. But that's how it is sometimes. So I'm going to say this. If you're that person that does everything for everyone and you go to bed feeling empty and sad, don't do it anymore. It's really that simple. I complicated life for so long that I was risking who I was as a person to please others. Then one day I just woke up and said, I don't want to be sad no more. And I'm not going to put up with people's stuff. And it was the best feeling ever. Legit just woke up, showered, had an epiphany because the showers were to make a lot of life decisions, the shower, the toilet, and the beach. I'll just be honest with you. Some of the biggest opportunities have come while I was on the toilet or in the shower or at the beach. Then I woke up, went to the beach, and said goodbye to Mr. Nice Guy right on the shoreline of Venice, California. And I've never felt better about it. I don't care what people say. And unless you are really close to me, and I love your ass, I ain't going to break my neck just to make someone else happy. Because you can't expect you out of someone else. Always remember that. So we're going to land this plane now. And I really appreciate y'all for tuning in to the Big Brother Jake podcast. It's a lot of fun. And I hope you tune in next week. No gimmicks, no silly anythings, no pastor, no nothing. I promise. But till then, I say to you and yours, wait for it. Deuces!
You're listening to the Big Brother Jake podcast.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it could be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.